full of talent. The Carlton Football Club are in the middle of a purple patch at the moment. Very good yesterday against Collingwood. They spoiled the party 12-7, 79, knocking off the Pies 8-8, 56. Jacob Wiedering was fantastic for the Blues once again, and he joins us here on AFL Nation. Jake, good afternoon, and thanks for being with us, mate. That was a great performance by your boys, and particularly back-to-back at the MCG. Must be nice to have chalked up two in a row.
Yeah, first of all, guys, thanks for having me. Obviously, a great win yesterday, and as you said, back-to-back wins at the G. We've just obviously put in two consistent efforts, and obviously a young side doing very well. So hopefully we just go back this week, level up, and go again against St Kilda, who are travelling very well.
Jacob, it's Peter Dodigan here. Congratulations on a terrific day yesterday for the club. We spoke to Ed Curnow after the game, and he told us that some of the comments that Collingwood have been making throughout the week were put up on the walls, and the players were made aware of them. So it must have been just even that little bit sweeter to spoil Collingwood's party yesterday.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, a great rivalry between the two clubs, and obviously, it's been... I think on the 75th, 100th, and now the 125th anniversary, we've got the wood over them. So, the boys obviously put a lot of hard work into them this week. We scouted, very well. Boles and the coaching staff did a great job, and we just stuck with the game plan and implemented it yesterday in the wet weather and adapted to the conditions, and we came out with a win.
Jacob, Adam Cooney here, mate. Well done yesterday. We were just speaking about the rating of GWS players. Two who have notably come into your side, Marchbank and Plowman, have been terrific yesterday, which I suppose has given you the luxury of playing up forward because you're screaming out for a key forward. First of all, how have you seen their performance this year, and do you enjoy playing as a forward?
Yeah, no, they've been, obviously terrific, and both great blokes as well. Plowy and Marchie have done a fair bit of work on sort of limited pre-seasons as well. And obviously, they had a reasonable start to the year, and then with the JLT series, and then hit their straps come round one. And Marchie's been terrific in the way he reads the play and intercepts the ball. And Plowy's a great lockdown defender and can play both tall and small. So they've really contributed to the group, and they'll be great for us in the years to come. And as you said, it frees me up to go forward. And I guess it's a nice luxury to have, but. You know, when you're kicking goals in winning teams and getting the wins each week, it's really nice. So we just concentrate on playing our role for the team and just going from there.
Jacob, speaking of blokes who could be a part of the football club for a long time, Sam Petruski-Seaton played his seventh game yesterday. He looks like he's played 107. He's so comfortable with the pace of the game. He's a 10-year player for sure. He's just an outstanding talent.
Yeah, he's a very smooth mover, Samo, and... obviously, great skills. We saw it yesterday with two goals and 20-odd touches. He does it both on the inside and the outside as well. So he's certainly one that'll hold the club in very good stead for the years to come.
You haven't thought about maybe growing your own rat tail, Jacob, to have something similar to Samo?
I don't think I'll go that far. We've got a few interesting haircuts at the club. Charlie Kerno's one.
And who's got the worst, Jacob? Who's got the worst haircut at the club?
Harry Mackay, who hasn't obviously hit his straps yet. He's obviously developing quite well in the VFL and kicking a few bags there. But he tried to dye his hair bleach blonde. So I don't know what he's trying to do there.
Who does that?
Yeah, someone won a Brownlow medal with bleach hair, didn't they? Jacob Wiedering chatting to us around Australia here on AFL Nation. Jake, from your own perspective, I mean, you came straight into footy and played immediately for Carlton, but after the first year, what were some of the things that you had to go away, maybe more from a physical standpoint, that after you got that first year under your belt, you thought, okay, now that I've had a look, I need to improve in these areas to be able to play a full season of footy?
Yeah, obviously, yeah, a great start for me last year. Obviously 20 games is obviously a great way to develop and learn. It was probably around the midway through the season last year that I was feeling pretty tired and weary. I had a couple of shoulder injuries there as well and missed a couple of matches. And it was certainly hard towards the back end of the season. And I just think, and I think Adam would agree, just getting pre-seasons under your belt and getting kilometres in the legs and doing as much as you can in the pre-season really helps you in the long run. So for me, it was more just putting a little bit of size on and making sure my tank is as good as it can be. We've developed as a team over the last 2 years really well in sort of the weights. We've got DEXA scans, so skin folds or fat
horrible
testing and that sort of thing. And I think as a team, we've lost about 130 kilos of fat, it seems like a lot, but it's sort of one and a half, two per player and put on about that much in muscle. So it's just becoming, as elite as we can be and, putting us in the best shape we can be come game day.
Coincidentally, that's about how much fat I've put on since I've retired. Have you been surprised with the improvement since Brendan Bolton's come in? Obviously, I think you're probably overachieved in terms of win-loss ratio last year, but I'll be honest, I tipped you guys to win maybe four or five games this year, but improve as a whole. Have you been surprised with some of your form early this season?
Look, with Bolt coming in, I was very fortunate with the group of boys that got drafted at the end of 2015 to come at a time where it was a reset for the club. We've got a pretty good mix of young boys and older boys. Obviously, the leaders, I think, are doing a terrific job at the moment with Cade Simpson, Mark Murphy, Doherty and Bryce Gibbs leading the way there. Obviously, played well yesterday. But I think the way we went about it last year, each week, whether we won or lost, it was we sort of won and tried to grow from it or lost and tried to grow from it. So over the pre-season, we sort of specified what we need to work on, and obviously that was getting the ball forward and trying to kick a score, and I think we've been able to do that successfully, obviously three times this year. And it's more the four-quarter effort, I think, with a young list. We've just got to be able to run out games and do it consistently.
And, Jug, the score you kicked yesterday was 12 goals. There are a couple of good celebrations. Levi's snap off the left foot of the punt right end was pretty good. But the best celebration of the day was reserved for Daisy. What about that? The script writer's got that one right.
Yeah, no, he was amazing yesterday. Obviously, great to see him bounce back. Obviously, had a week off and then a week in the VFL and played very well and deserved his spot on the side. In a game against his old side. So, did a terrific job for us, played his role, and, it was one hell of a goal too, wasn't it? Daisy Thomas evolved.
Yeah, it was a beauty. Next week, the test continues because you've got a resurgent St Kilda. They were very good against the Giants the other night. You get a really good indicator, I think, next week, Jake, of where you are sitting in the pecking order at the moment against a quality team.
Yeah, obviously a very good team. I think we came up against them in JLT. Obviously they've got a great mix of young and old guys as well, and I think they're really starting to click, obviously putting a really good effort on the weekend, and last week gave the Hawks a fair hiding. So I think we'll just go back to the drawing board this week. We'll try and scout them the best we can and try and nullify their strengths and go from there. But we just want to play a consistent brand of footy and hopefully we can do our best on the weekend.
Very well-mannered young man, Jacob Weeding. Very smart young man. Almost remarkable that he's managed by Pickers. That in itself is is a minor miracle. But Jake,
he's not a good decision maker. That's no.
Jake, thanks for your time this afternoon, mate. Congratulations on the win yesterday and good luck next week against the Saints.
No problem. Cheers, guys.
Jacob Weedering chatting to us around Australia here on AFL Nation.
Pretty impressive, isn't he?
Oh, he's a star.
I don't think he's growing the rat's tail anytime soon.
No, no,